Today, shares of Starbucks were up 12%. This comes a day after the world's largest specialty coffee retailer posted surprisingly strong quarterly profits. Commentator Andrei Cădrescu knows someone who's ready to make a profit in coffee and skip the middleman.
My friend Larry has a dream, a Costa Rican coffee plantation. You can buy a coffee plantation in Costa Rica, he says, for what it costs to buy a house in a ritzy suburb. Once there, he's going to plant the best coffee beans in the world and build several cabins for all of his friends who are going to live happily in the tropical forest with the amazing waterfall. When the coffee comes in, he's going to sell it on the internet, where he buys his coffee now. Larry buys green coffee beans on the internet, roasts them himself, then grinds them fresh every morning, and as he sips in the exotic and fresh aroma, he dreams about his coffee plantation in Costa Rica. There are already investors, he says. He's trying to convince me to buy in. All we really need, and this may be expensive, is these small Sumatran cats that eat the beans and pass them through their digestive system. This particular Sumatran cat-pooped coffee is worth more than gold or cocaine. It brings dizzying sums on eBay. It will pay, enthuses Larry now on his second cup, for the plantation in 1 year. And if we can't get the cats, we'll do it ourselves. I'm not sure when this coffee thing took hold of Larry's mind, but it's made him a first-rate specialist. He goes on about soil, weather, brews, blends, markets, and tastes as if he were already the CEO of the largest coffee company in the world. The only trouble is that it's an imaginary company. Larry doesn't have any money. He needs to convince potential investors that the Sumatran cats will gobble and eliminate enough coffee beans to make everybody rich, and not just materially, but spiritually as well. I'm attracted. Like all schmoes who've missed the opportunities of the 90s, I dream of an investment coup. This is perfect. The gold rush of the 90s could itself be attributed to the strong coffee that barreled out of Seattle onto America like a waterfall of techno dreams. The prosperity of the Clinton years was brewed at Starbucks. Who's to say we can't start up the engine again on some remote mountain in Costa Rica with the help of some Sumatran cats? Stranger things have happened.